and they simply could not find the hobbit. Every time they counted themselves, it only made 13. They shouted and called, "Bilbo Baggins!"
"Hobbit!"
"You dratted hobbit!" "Hey, hobbit! Confusticate you! Where are you?"
And other things of that sort, but there was no answer. They were just giving up hope when Dorry stumbled across him by sheer luck. In the dark he fell over what he thought was a log, and he found it was the hobbit curled up fast asleep. It took a deal of shaking to wake him, and when he was awake he was not pleased at all.
"I was having such a lovely dream," he grumbled, "all about having a most gorgeous dinner."
"Good heavens! He's gone like Bomber," they said. "Don't tell us about dreams. Dream dinners aren't any good, and we can't share them."
"They are the best I'm likely to get in this beastly place," he muttered, as he lay down beside the dwarves and tried to go back to sleep and find his dream again. But that was not the last of the lights in the forest. Later, when the night must have been getting old, Keeley, who was watching, came and roused them all again, saying,
"There's a regular blaze of light begun not far away. Hundreds of torches and many fires must have been lit suddenly and by magic. And hark to the singing of the harps!"
After lying and listening for a while, they found they could not resist the desire to go nearer and try once more to get help. Up they got again, and this time the result was disastrous. The feast that they now saw was greater and more magnificent than before, and at the head of a long line of feasters sat a woodland king with a crown of leaves upon his golden hair, very much as Bomber described the figure in his dream. The elvish folk were passing bowls from hand to hand and across the fires, and some were harping and many were singing. Their gleaming hair was twined with flowers. Green and white gems glinted on their collars and their belts, and their faces and their songs were filled with mirth. Loud and clear and fair were those songs, and out stepped Thorin into their midst. Dead silence fell in the middle of a word. Out went all light. The fires leapt up in black smokes. Ashes and cinders were in the eyes of the dwarves, and the wood was filled again with their clamour and their cries. Bilbo found himself running round and round, as he thought, and calling, "Dorry, Norry, Ori, Oin, Cloyne, Feely, Keely, Bomber, Pifer, Bofer, Twalin, Balin, Thorin Oakenshield," while people he could not see or feel were doing the same all round him, with an occasional "Bilbo" thrown in. But the cries of the others got steadily further and fainter, and though after a while it seemed to him they changed to yells and cries for help in the far distance, all noise at last died right away, and he was left alone in complete silence and darkness.
This ends Disc 5.